Ksuvus Bar Ches Mishna Beis. Rabbi Shimon Chaylik Bein Nechassim LeNechassim. Rabbi Shimon makes a chilik between Nechassim. What does that mean? Nechassim Hayiduim LeBaal Lo Timkor. They're Nechassim that the Baal knows about. On those, she can't sell. V'machra V'nasna Batal. And even if she sells them or gives them to somebody else, it's Batal. And the Rav says the psak halacha is that even if something fell to her before Erisin, and then he was Mekadosher and he knows about this item, once there's Nisuin done, anything that she tries to sell, something that he knows about, it's batal, and he can take from the Lekuchos. And the Rav does point out, when we always have been saying that he takes from the Lekuchos, doesn't mean he takes the full karka. He just takes the peris from the Lekuchos. However, if she dies while he's alive, he then can actually take the karka, which is the takanas usha that we have later in the Gemara. But for now, he takes the peris, and after she dies, he takes the actual land. So that's one type of nechassim that Rabbi Shimon is talking about. That's the nechassim hayiduim. And that's more machmer than Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the previous mission, that everybody agreed, Shem Machov Anos Nakayim. Here, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not true, that if he knows about it, and he's so machmer, Rabbi Shimon, that even if it came before Erisin, still, once Nisuin comes, she can't sell anything, and if she does, even B'dievedi takes it. And the other Nechosim that Rabbi Shimon was mechalik with is She'enin Yiduim Labal Loitimkar. Something that the husband doesn't know about, she can't sell. V'machra v'nas nakayim. And if she tries to sell it or gives it to somebody else, b'dievet it is a good kiyum because he doesn't know about it. And the reason is because the whole reason of him having peris is that he should be able to free her and to pay for her ransom when she's taken captive. But if he doesn't know about it, how is he supposed to take that money to take her captive? Therefore, he has no real schus in this. L'chadchili, she shouldn't sell it. He does technically have a schus. L'chadchili, she shouldn't sell it because there is some type of schus that's going to be his. But b'dievet, if she sells it, since he doesn't know about it, he's not really zoche to it. So what does it mean that he doesn't know about it? So the Rav points out there are 2 days in the Gemara. Either it could mean that it's not land, it's just metaltalin, because people don't know about metaltalin. It's not out in the open. Land, everybody knows about. It has a coal. Or it just means it's coming from like a different country. She inherits, let's say, something from a different country. He doesn't know about it. Even if that happens after Nisuin, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's not fully zoche in it. And if she sells that, it's a good sale. And he can't take from the Lekuchos. And the Rav says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon.